Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Ann Williams about Night to Shine coming to Washington. A special event is coming to Washington next month. Can you explain what the event is?
Yes, Night to Shine is going to be held all over the world one night, and it is February 9th. This is in conjunction with Valentine's Day, to let people know who have special needs that they are loved. Tim Tebow, who is a professional football player, created a foundation called the Tim Tebow Foundation, and it has about five different branches, and one of those is Night to Shine. This is the third year for the event, and it is growing, and we are very excited that Washington, Iowa is one of approximately 500 sites around the world.
And with this, how do people get involved if they want to volunteer?
Yes, we have several different ways that you can do that. We have reached out to the area churches in Washington, so the pastors at those locations have information. We have sent registration forms to each of the schools, Washington, Highland, and Mid Prairie, hoping that they will invite students that have special needs. We have a Facebook page, and if you go out and look for Washington Night to Shine, on our Facebook page, we have the forms out there that someone could get registered as a guest, or they can get registered as a volunteer. And then finally, each of our committee members have those forms available. And so you can reach out, and the information is out there on our Facebook page, but you can contact Kara Williams or myself, and my cell number is 461-2511.
And with all of this, what has it been like getting all of this ready?
Well, each year we have hosted a dinner and dance for adults with special needs at the Washington United Methodist Church. When we found out about Night to Shine and applied and were approved, we received a manual. In that manual, it has things that are considered requirements and things that are recommended. So it took our event that we hold every year and just took it to the next level. So it's a lot more formal. It's an official formal prom. So we have encouraged our guests who are attending to dress in formal attire, but it's not required. But we have had such great response from our community. The Washington Community Center is opening up 2 days for our guests to go and rent either formal dresses, they can rent tuxedos, vests, ties, whatever they would need. So we're very excited about it.
And will there be a prom king and queen?
Every guest is crowned with a tiara or a crown.
That's pretty exciting.
We are very excited. And those have arrived, and it's just going to be so much fun. When we see some of our friends out in the community and we ask them if they're going to come to the dance, there is a lot of excitement in Washington.
And why do you feel that it's important to hold events like this?
Years ago, there was an organization that was created to assist adults with disabilities. And I believe that Washington has really embraced that and has worked very hard to help individuals, whether it would be living independently, whether it would be working. We support them, and our community really comes together, and we just want them to know that they are loved. And that's what the Tim Tebow Foundation really stresses, that you can say that you have love in your heart for God in your church, and it's how you fly your banner, and that we need to show our love and support throughout the year. And this event is one of those ways we can do that.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ann Williams, speaking about Night to Shine coming to Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.